Hello, everybody, and welcome to my very first ever podcast. I'm Connor Phelps, and I'm excited for this opportunity to sit down and talk about how I think each NFL division race will play out. Without further ado, let's get started. Let's get right into it by starting in the AFC with the East Division, where the Patriots are the clear-cut favorites. They've won 9 consecutive AFC East Division titles, and it's looking probable that they will win their 10th this season. The rest of the AFC divisions are not as clear-cut, however. In the AFC North, Pittsburgh seems to be separating themselves a little bit, winners of 6 of their last 7, but the Ravens still have an outside shot to win that division, being only 1.5 games out of the lead. With that being said, the Steelers are hitting their stride. The Le'Veon Bell saga is behind them. James Conner's doing a tremendous job filling in for Bell, and they have several offensive weapons that are very hard to stop. The Ravens had a hot start to the season, but since then they've been inconsistent, and you just never know what you're getting from Flacco, if he's even on the field down the stretch. Lamar Jackson has been fairly impressive filling in for Flacco the past couple of weeks. He showcased his athleticism. He got them a couple of wins against Cincinnati and Oakland. However, I just don't think the Steelers are vulnerable enough to give up that 1.5 game lead. Moving over to the AFC West, with how great the Chiefs have looked this year, you'd think they would be running away with that division. But the red-hot Chargers are right on their heels. They've sort of been under the radar this year, but here they are, just one game back from the Chiefs. Both teams have some tough matchups ahead, but I believe the game that will decide this division down the road is when these two teams meet on a Thursday night in December at Arrowhead Stadium, the loudest stadium in the world. And I think the Chiefs walk away with the win, simply because of the recent history of success against the AFC West teams. They are 19-1 in their last 20 games against divisional opponents. And the advantage of playing at home on a Thursday night, the Chargers' defense simply won't be prepared physically or mentally on short rest to stop the best offense in the NFL. Now to a division that has been interesting all year long, the AFC South. The Texans are currently leading that division by 2 games. The Colts, however, are catching fire. They're winners of 5 straight. They aren't out of the conversation yet. The Colts have improved drastically since last year. Andrew Luck's probably the comeback player of the year, arguably MVP, and they're playing some good football with a fairly easy road ahead of them for these last 5 games. So with all that on the table, it seems that either the Texans or the Colts are going to come out on top of this division. The Texans, they've been an interesting story this year, starting the season 0-3, but have since won their last 8 games to sit atop the division. Both teams have relatively easy remaining schedules. They have one more matchup against each other coming in Week 14 in Houston. That'll play a huge role in deciding who wins the division. The Texans can increase their lead in the division, or the Colts can narrow the gap for that lead. While the Texans don't necessarily dominate their opponents this year, they seem legit. They find ways week in and week out to win their games. With the schedule ahead of these teams, I think the Texans will hold on to their lead in the division for the rest of the season. Moving over to the NFC now, and we'll just nip this in the bud real quick for time's sake. In the NFC West, the Rams are walking away with that division and can clinch it this week with a win or Seattle loss. In the NFC South, another division that is all but decided, the Saints can clinch that division title with a win and Carolina loss this week. On to a more competitive division, which is the NFC North, where the Bears are rising to the top of that division, but the Vikings are close behind. And look, the Bears seem to be legitimate. Their defense is top 5 in the league. Mitchell Trubisky has really developed into a good quarterback this year and makes some tremendous plays for him. There's a lot to like about this team, and I think they keep control of the division to win their first title since 2010. But the Vikings are right there behind them. I'm not completely sold on the Vikings this year. They lack a real convincing win and have a tough schedule ahead of them, with games on the road in Seattle and New England. And finally, we arrive at everyone's favorite NFL division, the NFC East, where as of now, the Cowboys are holding on to that top spot after their win over the Redskins on Thanksgiving. The gruesome season-ending injury to Alex Smith certainly hurt the Redskins' chances, and all of a sudden, the Cowboys are the favorite to win the division. And the Cowboys are trending up after a couple of big weeks for Ezekiel Elliott and solid play by the defense. I think they've found the formula for success in Dallas finally, and it obviously revolves around getting Zeke the ball. The Cowboys will have to ride and ride and ride Zeke Elliott to make a run at the division title. He is the one that can lead them to the promised land. Feed Zeke. For the defending Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, they have a lot of work to do to finagle their way to the top of the division. But with two matchups to go against a divisional opponent, the Redskins, it isn't necessarily out of the question. They have a tough matchup on the road against the Rams and a tough home matchup against a division-leading Texans team, but I do not think the Eagles need to win out to finish atop the division. I think they just need to win both matchups against the Redskins and their game against Dallas to have at least 8 wins, and I think that would be enough to keep them in the running to win the division. Crazy to think that an 8-win team could win this division, but that is basically the NFC East in a nutshell. With that being said, this division is still wide open and up for grabs, so don't count anybody out, except for the Giants, of course. And on that note, we have just finished talking about every division and how it might play out. I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen to my first ever podcast. If you would like to reach out to me about today's show, follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @ConnorPhelps5. Again, my name is Connor Phelps. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it.